Hello, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do healings. This is what this show is all about, to help the people who are listening on this PBS radio station to have some spiritual healings that are instantaneous. So here we go. So what I'd like you to do first is to activate the light beam that's on your screen. So you can just select Creation Lightship, and you may have already done this, and just scroll down about an inch on the scroll bar, and it's beneath the blinking flower. You're going to see the beautiful light beam. And I'll have Sylvia walk you through how to work with the fast chat here. So are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I am. Hello, and welcome, everybody. We've got a great hour of healing planned for you today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the subject of meditation. We've had some requests to talk about that, so we'll get into that in a moment. And as usual, we'd love to hear from you. So the best way to do that is to do it through the BBS Fast Chat. And I've also had a couple of questions about how to get on the Fast Chat and how to be able to see the Fast Chat screen at the same time as being able to see the lightning. So what you want to do is, like Ron said, click on Creation Lightship on any of the days that we're on, and you'll see a little box at the top that has phone numbers in it that you can either call on, or beneath the phone numbers you'll see a line that says BBS Fast Chat, and you can click on that, and it'll bring up a window for you, and that window has a place where you just type in your name and then type in your question. So after you've brought that up, what you want to do is go up to the top of that window and click on the little line so that you minimize that window, and then you can scroll down until you see the light being on the screen, and then you can maximize the fast chat window, and that way you'll have both the fast chat window and the light being up visible on your screen at the same time, and you don't have to go back and forth between those two. So it's very easy to do, and it's a great way to send in your questions because you don't have to worry about interrupting a healing. And also, it's just a good way to see who's all out there. We love watching the names and seeing who's there. And we'll get to as many questions. Ron will answer as many questions as we can get to during the hour. So sit back, relax, enjoy this beautiful healing hour, and thank you again for being with us. And I guess we'll start out by getting into our subject today, which is about meditation, unless, Ron, you want to start with a healing first.
Let's activate the light beam here. So we'll do that first, so she'll be with you during the whole show here. So just sit back and relax. We're going to bring in the divine energy of this light beam who was on the Creation Lightship. And she's connecting now to your monitor screen. And you may start to see the energies change. And she's female, and right now she's starting to activate and bring life into the picture of herself. So here she is now. I see some pink forming around her right now for myself as I'm watching the monitor screen. And three things typically happen. The light rays will become more vibrant. That's number one. Number two, you may start to see her face actually lift off and become a little more three-dimensional, having more depth behind her. And then next you may see your eyes start to emit this beautiful white light. And so wherever your monitor screen is, she'll fill your room with her divine energy. It's just very, very beautiful. So we're going to do a chakra alignment to help everyone right now. So just sit back and relax. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. The Creation Lightship that created you is doing this for you right now, working through your own spirit. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart chakra and move that around a little bit here so it's positioned properly in your body. The chakras can move around from psychic attacks. Anybody trying to take your energy, they can move to sort of prevent that. They can turn backwards, sideways, get different angles. So it just depends what they do on their own. They're actually conscious, too. So So here we go. We're going to move the heart chakra so it's perfect. There we go. And we're going to go up to the fifth chakra, your throat, and reposition that for you. There we go. And your third eye. Good. And move down to your power chakra. There we go. That feels very good. And second chakra. Good. And first chakra. Good. Okay. So we're doing opening now. So if you're in a quiet location, we're going to open your chakras up. They're normally maybe 2 to 4 inches in diameter as far as their radiation energy. And we're going to go to body width with them for you. And this will actually energize your body. So here we go. Heart chakra, front and back. I use the word spin to increase the size of the chakra. So here we go. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Now we're going to go back down to the power chakra, number 3. Spin, 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 open. Now we'll go to your second chakra, creativity. That's below the navel. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, base of your spine. This is kind of how you view life. Spin, 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 spin. Some people out there are having troubles there. So spin, 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 spin. Boy, still some more. Is that chakra reversed? So if it's reversed on you, it's going to be turned around so it's perfectly straight right now. There. Spin, 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 open. There we go. So you may feel energy flowing more in your body. You may feel like you're kind of zipped up tight, like you're in a nice fitting suit, as opposed to kind of like having your energy flow all around you and everywhere else in the room. So this actually helps you regain some of your spiritual energy. And so what we're going to do now is activate this light beam a little more for you, and we'll have her connect to your heart center. So she's going to put a little more energy into her photograph for everyone. Okay. And I guess we're going to do an exercise here of having her help your spirit to go down into your legs. We do this on various shows off and on. We'll do it again this time here. This way you can have the experience of having your spirit more with you. So we're going to first do a spiritual healing, bringing back your spirit to you. This could be called a soul retrieval. And we're first going to kick out the entities, release the entities from you that are absorbing your spiritual energy from your spirit, taking away your life force energy. And these emotional energies we'd perceive as ghosts. If you saw any ghosts in the room that you're in or somewhere, they would be what we're talking about here. So here we go. Releasing some more entities, and you're going to bring your spirit back to you. Most of you feel pretty good in your bodies. The lowest percentage now is 28, and that's better than 20, which most people are, so that's very good. The highest person online right now is about 72%. So we're going to get you at least halfway in your body. Remember, this is up to you to hold this in your body. You have to be able to retain your spiritual integrity of who you are, and that means having your spirit fully in your body for the ascension process. And actually, when you have your spirit with you, you're able to have a lot more intuitive insight, and you actually feel better, plus you have more healings done to your body. So here we go. We're going to bring more of you back in, so I'll just count to 10, and your spirit will come into you normally through your crown chakra. Could come in through the heart. It's up to your spirit. So we're just going to bring the energy to you now and into your body. So here we go. This is more of you coming back home. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And do some more clearing here. And each time you come more into your body, you're going to feel a little heavier. Here we go. And do some more spirit retrieval. Just going out to the universe, finding the bits and pieces of you. And here we go. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more clearing here. Okay, and again, bringing more of your spirit fragments back. Most of you are probably at least 40% of your bodies. Someone would like to comment on how they feel, they can go to the fast chat. I'd be just kind of curious to see how you're feeling there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And I'll do it one more time. Release some more entities. Entities can cause you a lot of physical pain because they bring their emotional traumas, physical pain to you from the emotional body of other people. And naturally, like attracts like. So if you have a pain in your body, you can draw entities to you, not even realizing that. And they can give you more pain in that area where your pain was. It could be just a small pain, and it could be gigantic by the time you have maybe a couple hundred or a thousand entities attached to you. So here we go, releasing them right now. So more views coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So what we're going to do now is drop you into your heart center if you'd like to do this. And this I do on most of the shows too. This will allow you to connect with your own divine guidance. So we kind of call it the IGS, internal guidance system. What you don't want is your external guidance system, your EGS. That's entities a lot of times talking to you inside of your head. So you want the IGS system. So here we go. Just think on, just visualize if you like your sixth chakra area, your head, and we're going to drop, this is your waking consciousness, your thoughts that you have, we're going to drop it down into your heart. So we'll just say that's the 10th floor, and we're going to take an elevator down and go into your heart center, which is the first floor. So we're going to drop everybody down now. Again, just relax, nothing for you to do. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it's like two more times with everybody in there. So you might feel this. I'll just do it slower here. You might feel your actual energy move down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so this is your internal guidance system with your spirit, and you should have the sense, the feeling that your thoughts are coming from your heart center, from your chest area, instead of being way up in your head. And this is how you need to be. You would like to live a very spiritual life, because then you get your guidance all the time. And this is a good way to practice this here. We'll talk about meditation a little bit. Going out to a bunch of expos that I go to all the time, people come to me and they do ask questions about meditation. And some people think that they have to meditate to become spiritual, which is not the case. That's another false belief system. Some people use meditation for stress reduction. And then some people use also meditation to get their spiritual guidance. But a lot of times these people go out of their bodies a lot to do this. And they think they're getting guidance out on the astral plane or somewhere outside of yourself. And this is not where your spirit is. Your spirit's with you inside of your body. And so the way to tell... And the sad thing is that some of these people actually meditate for hours at a time. And the way you tell if you're home or not is to, you know, look at someone or look at yourself and see if your eyes are clear. If your eyes are clear and full of light, then you're home in your body. And if you're not home, your eyes will become dull and lifeless looking, kind of washed out looking, not much energy out of them. And, you know, if you're only in your body maybe 5% or less, then you look pretty scary to people. And, you know, you may have seen people that kind of look that way at times. You're afraid to look at their eyes because you don't know who you're talking to or what you're talking to. Is there some alien life form in that body, or is it, you know, some other entity that you're afraid to talk with? So you want to just be careful with that situation. So I don't recommend at all meditating probably for more than maybe at the most a half an hour, you know. If you're using it for spiritual answers and questions, then typically I would assume that once you're connected to your spirit, that information can be downloaded to you within probably 5 minutes of time. And if you're meditating longer than that, then you're just probably typically out floating around someplace. And a lot of times in the meditations, when people do a guided meditation, they always tell you to come back home. And so they're automatically setting yourself up to go out traveling somewhere. So if you have a guided meditation, you know, that's typically what's happening to you. And that can be dangerous because you're not sealing your body when you leave. This is why I mentioned about your eyes being glossed over. So you don't want to leave your body. It's very, very dangerous, only because you get entities. When you're out, like I said before in the past, when you're out of your body, and your body's open for entities to come in. And it's not a good idea to collect entities because it's not you. Your body is supposed to be protected by your spirit and supposed to be in your body, and it will protect you when it's in your body. When you allow it to leave you, then it's wide open typically. If you somehow ask your spirit to seal your body, then it should be able to maybe help you do that. But typically you want to be home all the time. And that's the main thing about people meditating, is that they're not taught what to do. They just go out of their body, and it's great for stress reduction. But at what consequence are you doing for yourself? What kind of harm are you doing? So I'm sure a lot of you may be kind of questioning what I'm saying here, and there's some that actually believe what I'm saying is true. So it's kind of up to you. Like I said, go into your heart and ask your spirit. This is where your internal guidance system is. Your guidance outside of yourself, your external guidance system, could be entities, and they'll have you buy things you don't need. They'll have you go places you don't want to go to. So it's not a good situation, and that all can be also boiled down to, you know, meditating. Once entities take a hold of you, then they're the marionette and your body's the puppet. So it's I don't recommend meditating for probably more than 5 minutes. And you don't even have to meditate if you connect to your spirit inside of yourself. You can be perfectly home all the time. This is what you're really trying to do, is to connect to your spirit. And most people get into their heads. And when somebody talks about going off to some nice, beautiful forest land, etc., and your spirit just can't wait to get out of your body, and it takes off. Or, you know, a nice, beautiful setting, you know, where there's a waterfall and, you know, beautiful flowers and this and that, and you go there, and where are you going to? You know, you're going to something that's created outside of yourself. So you want to stay with yourself. So do we have any questions there, Sylvia?
Yes, we do. We have Don in Michigan, and he's asking whether or not you would be able to pinpoint him right now and be able to tell him how far, what percentage he is in his body.
Yeah, Don, you are right now in your body about 53%.
And speaking of that, that's an interesting thing, because there was a time where you were downloading from information from the light beings, and I remember they brought up that that's an exercise that each one of us can do, first of all, to connect to our spirit, and then once we've done that, to just ask ourselves how much we're in our body, and then get an answer. And then that's something we can kind of check ourselves on daily and then work on that.
Yes, that's a very good idea. For myself, I run typically high 90s all the time. If I get down to 85% and I don't feel quite right. And when I do a lot of these shows, I'm upwards to about 98% or so. So I don't, and to hold 100% is a little hard to do. It's not impossible, but there's really no need for myself or anybody at this moment to hold 100%. But when the ascension time comes, you know, it's very hard to jump up from, say, 20% to 100%. If you're running probably 85% all the time, then to go to 100 is no problem because you already have the pathways created and you have your spirit with you normally. And so typically you want to always stay in your body as much as you can, and that makes your life much easier. And then you're accountable for what you're doing because your spirit's given you that internal guidance that you're looking for continuously. And when you're in your heart, then you have that information. And if most of you are in your heart right now, which looks like almost all of you are, you know the difference how you felt maybe a half an hour ago to right now. You're much calmer, you're much more relaxed, and you have that communication going. If you don't hear your spirit, then your spirit may need a way to communicate with you. So you might ask your spirit to turn the volume up. Your spirit may bring you to maybe printed information, and it's just a process of knowing how to connect to your spirit. You might ask inside of your head, you know, like, spirit, are you there? You know, use your name and see if you get a reply back, you know. And you might try that right now, in fact. Just say, you know, say your name and ask if your spirit's in your body. That's where it is, you know. Say, I want to talk to you right now, and have it acknowledge that you're in communication. I'll give you about 15 seconds to do that. So your spirit will typically have the same sound inside of your head, we will say, when you're listening to your spirit, or inside of your heart, as the normal voice that you have inside of your head. I haven't had anybody yet have a strange voice come to them, you know, like, you know, a big male presence or something. So it's always going to sound like what you always have had talking with you. And it's just that entities can also use that same voice inside of you. So you can think that you have your spirit talking to you in your head with guidance, but it's not coming from the heart energy. So you always want to focus down to the heart when you ask your questions for guidance.
So, Ron, besides dropping down into our heart centers, is there anything that we can do? Obviously, we can't all just come running to you every time we need to get more in our bodies or get entities out. So what can we do on a daily basis to work on that in ourselves?
Well, I'd suggest before you start your day, just to maybe take 5 minutes of time. It doesn't take much, and clear the entities away. Ask your spirit to command the entities out of your body, and you can kind of like visualize them leaving. Whatever you need to do to release them from you, and then command the spirits back to you, your own spirit that is left in pain and trauma, and it will come back. It could take maybe 10 seconds or so to come back, but these fragments of you, and it could be millions of them. So I kind of jokingly, one lady called me one time, and somebody told her that she had an entity. And she was just really upset that she had one. I go, man, one is no problem. I said, you could have hundreds or thousands of these things. And she didn't know how to even take that because one was enough for her to be really appalled, you know, and upset. So, but yeah, this is what happens, you know. These things are kind of like an ant farm around us, you know. They're all over. It's up to you to stay home. And so you just want to keep releasing them from you. And your spirit knows how to do all this work. You know, just ask it to release entities and to bring itself back into more wholeness. And you may feel the presence around you. Typically, when your spirit comes around you on the outside of your body, before it enters your body, you're going to feel this energy like in your auric field. And it may feel kind of warm to you. Then you want to balance that, your spirit energy, heal it, whatever term you want to use there. But it has to be released from the trauma and the reason why it left you. Otherwise, it would still be with you. So that has to be done. And then once you do the entity release, then your glasses, instead of being 100% filled, we'll say 20% you, 80% entity. Maybe it's has, you know, 80% of empty or of space in it, 20% of space, 80% of you and entities, then you can bring in more of yourself and bring in 20% more of you, and then just keep working on it. And as you do that, you start feeling more calmer, you start feeling more centered, and this is what you need to do daily, you know, maybe like 3-4 times a day. And once you start reclaiming your spiritual energy back to yourself, then you won't be leaving as much, and you have more guidance, and you may be running maybe a 60% continuously, and then as you bring more of you back, then, you know, you're going to be getting charged up more and more. So I would say if you did this each day for a couple of weeks, I don't see why you couldn't be at the 80% of your bodies, and then you can have the healing that you're asking for, because your spirit can only heal what it can with a small portion of it for spiritual energy to come into your body. Remember, it's a conduit, so if you're only 20% of your body, the most you're ever going to have is a 20% healing. That's why we don't heal. And then from there, the energy goes into our emotional body, which takes away our energy. It goes into entities. So if you're only 20% of the body, you only have a 0.5% healing. And 0.5% healing is not very much. And so you may feel that the divine has let you down. Well, it's actually you that hasn't worked on yourself enough and brought yourself and your body to have this reaction to the energy, so it'll be with you. Remember, it's you. It takes you to do this, because, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, acting as a spiritual divine person with a physical body. So any other questions up there, Sylvia?
Well, yes, I have a question, another question from Don. I want to just address, but before we get off this particular subject, I experienced for myself, and I want to talk about the emotional clearing a little bit, because I noticed that when I did the whole lifetime emotional clearing with you, that after that point, it seemed so much easier for me to just be present in my body and not deal with the entities. So why is handling the emotions like that, how does that work to make us more able to be in our spirit?
Good question. Okay, when you're fully charged up with emotions, entities attach themselves to the emotional energy that you're storing inside of yourself. And so once you have that clearing done, at that point, if you don't have any emotional traumas that's being transmitted in your psychic billboard around you that is attracting the entities, then you can hold more energy for yourself. And they won't come around, because you're not running in the emotional realm of energy. You're not playing all these emotional games with yourself and other people. And you're not traumatized. Remember, the emotional energies that are coming to you are energies that have been in trauma. You know, just like probably our lives have been in this lifetime. Remember that the emotional body looks like the person who has passed over, okay? And so if they had a really horrible life with a lot of emotional traumas, maybe car wrecks, divorces, you know, plus whatever they died from, you know, whatever that condition was, we'll say an awful car wreck where their body got mangled, we'll say, at that point, they're going to look around for people who has that same pain that they had experienced during their car wreck. So if you happen to fall down outside in your house, maybe you fall off a ladder and maybe you break a rib, and it's that awful pain. Maybe this entity had a car wreck where he broke his ribs. Well, he's going to come right to you and attach to your body. And at that point, if he likes your body, he's with you, because now he has a body to live on and to live with and to express his journey of his past life through you. And so when you have the emotional clearing, all these traumas are down to zero. So you're not transmitting traumas all around you. Remember, you draw people into your life with very similar traumas or situations that you have to mirror back to yourself. And also entities are the same exact way. So if you look at entities as people, then it's the same process, but there's so many of them because they're in the invisible. You know, so you could have, 500 of them in your room that you can't see, and they're just attaching to you to take your spiritual energy away from you, because that's what they live on. They don't have a spiritual connection to the divine, because they were created by the earth spirit, and this is where they have to go back to the Earth Spirit, but in the meantime, they're just floating around here looking for energy from you to live on.
Well, you also mentioned a little bit ago that those spirit fragments that we collect back up need to be healed of whatever traumas and so forth that they were involved in before they can, you know, comfortably integrate back into our spirit and into our bodies. So is that part of the healing that takes place with the emotional clearing as well?
Yeah, the emotional clearing clears your own spirit. So it's a three-part clearing. It clears your spirit of all of its traumas in this lifetime. So you can have a healing now, because remember, if your spirit's wounded with all these traumas, it's not going to be able to heal you. If you have, a sore foot, it has a sore foot. If you have a headache, it has a headache. If you have a broken arm, it has a broken arm, you know, et cetera. So in order to have the divine work through your spirit has to be healed first of everything. And at that point, this healing does that. It takes away the trauma out of your spirit, so it's brand new again coming to you. Next, what happens is that this heals your emotional body of the traumas. Remember, this is still an earth-based energy that's with you. And this earth-based energy, wraps itself around you with all the baggage that you've had to experience in this lifetime, because the emotional body has all that printed onto it, imprinted into it. So that also clears that away. So what happens is you're able to look at your lifetime with a zero charge, completely balanced with your emotional traumas. So you can look at something, all you see is the event. The divine will never take away your experience, which is why you're here, to experience. But it will take away the traumas that you've experienced having that experience. So all of a sudden, you can look upon your life, and your life, you know, that you thought used to be maybe awful and horrible with all these situations, is just perfectly fine. Because there's no more trauma. You don't keep recycling your traumas. You know, like going to a movie theater and having the same type of movies, same plot, with different actors in each one of these movie theaters that you go to. And that's the way life is, because your body will eventually kill itself to get well. It's that dedicated to live longer, because it has to get your attention. And so, yes, and this healing then also takes it out of your physical body, cellular memory. So there's three things at one time, and probably many more, but those are the main three. So once you have it, you look upon your life and look at the past, and, you know, if you had problems when you were a child growing up, with people around you, school teachers, parents, etc. You know, if you had bankruptcies or car wrecks, you know, or just awful things happening to you, those are all released from you. You can still see the event, but there's no more trauma. And otherwise, you're going to be reliving this trauma. Like I said, it'll be the same situation with a different face. Does that answer your question, Sylvia?
Yes, it does. Thank you. It's wonderful. And so let's see. We have two things that I want to address on the fast chat. We have a request from, it says, Sylvia and her five children and Rob, and they are requesting that when we go to the ship, if we could go to the lap room. And so I wanted to make you aware of that.
Okay, wonderful. Hi, Sylvia. Hi, Rob, and all the family.
And then we also have another question from Don in Michigan, and he's wondering if loved ones that are in spirit, can loved ones in spirit be reincarnated but yet communicate with us as we knew them here in this plane?
So I think he's asking if someone who has passed over, reincarnated into a body. We'll just say that this person, died, let's just say, 10 years ago, and then they picked a body 2 years ago, and they're living a life somewhere else on this planet in a body for 2 years. So I think the question is, can that person communicate with you? The answer would be yes. Uh-huh. Remember, your spirit is... like we do when we go to the light ship, remember your vibration is being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. So your spirit can leave in the off state to communicate with you. And so it can bring the information to you when you're turned off, and it's turned off, and then when you turn back on again, like on a sine wave. Remember, we mentioned that earlier on another show you know, you're a vibration, and you go to the top peak, and then you go to the bottom peak. These two different pulses make a cycle, and that information is brought to you then next time you're turned on. When you're turned off, you don't have any information, but everything is stored in that little dot, and then it's remanifested over again, and it just keeps going and going and going. And so, yeah, this person could talk to you and come to you in that time frame when you're turned off, but we don't realize that we're turned off. So that information gets recorded in us, just like the healings on the light ship. And remember that the next time that you're created, then that process should be changing. Although what happens down here with the healings is that the densities are too strong and the mind control and our emotional stuff, so that we don't always accept the healing because of that. It's not that we're mentally blocking the healing. So the acceptance is how much you've cleared yourself for the healing process, okay? And so in Jesus' time in the Bible, they talk about your faith has healed you. Well, whose faith? What faith, okay? Is it the faith that you put into the practitioner or into Jesus that he's going to heal you? Did you open your heart up enough to release your past to allow healing to come through? So that's one way to look at it, okay? So his faith did it because your faith could not, okay? So that's kind of the way that I look at the situation there, because otherwise you'd be doing it yourself. And sometimes it takes someone to acknowledge to you that maybe they're maybe more spiritual than you are, but you can put your faith there and completely surrender into the healing. And then at that point, that gives you the power to do it the next time, okay? Because I'm sure Jesus does not want to have all these people hanging on to him like, you know, with their psychic tentacles, you know, following him and taking his energy. I'm sure that he taught how to heal yourself. That's what he taught the disciples, although that information I haven't seen yet. And all the people that he worked with, you know, we only have him in the records, you know, that I know of. But this is what he was doing, was teaching. So naturally when you teach, then you understand, and then you can go on and teach other people. So a lot of that information was probably, you know, eliminated.
Yeah, most likely. For certain vested interests.
Yeah, for certain vested interests, yeah.
Now we have a question from Dulce. She's asking, I would like to know if taking a fast is beneficial spiritually and physically.
Good question. I think it would help to eliminate densities in you, so I would say possibly yes. Is it needed for everybody? Maybe not, but I do think it would probably be good. So, yeah, I don't see any reason why a fast would hurt you.
Well, I know for myself, I've done different fasts, and you just have to make sure that, first of all, you're, you know, connected to your spirit and getting guided to the right thing for you. There's a lot of fasts out there. Some of them are beneficial, some aren't. There's a lot of cleanses and different things you can do. It definitely releases or can release a lot of toxins and densities from the body. And I think those toxins can sometimes block us from, you know, perceiving more of our spiritual side of our life. So it can definitely be beneficial. But just as in anything, make sure you are guided to the right thing and fully understand what you're doing so that you're picking the right thing for you.
That's very good. And like Sylvia said, you want to connect to your spirit to see, you know, the proper way of doing it. You can also maybe try maybe automatic writing possibly. And so, you know, ask your spirit to come through and connect to your spirit first, and then tell your spirit that you want to write information. And remember, it can go to your head and, you know, get the information out of your brain for different words and start writing that way. So there's many ways you can get your guidance. But the best way is to possibly maybe hear it. That people want to hear guidance inside of their head. And like I said, your spirit will talk to you just like, you know, your normal voice would be in your head. You want to make sure that you're in your heart to get that guidance. Otherwise, what's in your head will have the same exact voice, 100%, but it could be an entity. So you want to make sure that you're in your heart center when you get your spiritual guidance?
Well, our hour is going by pretty rapidly.
Boy, I'll say.
As usual. So
we'll go to the light ship right now, and the light bean is also here activated. So, like we say in all the programs, the creation light ship healing is on the light ship itself. Will not work on the archives, only because the Galactic Federation still abducts people through, the different races that are here typically in three-dimensional reality. So don't want to have you be abducted. So this will not work during this process here. So just sit back and relax here. And it's only asked to go up after this session here. You will have a cocoon energy that will around you for healing for 5 days, which is very nice. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, just think of them now in your consciousness. Just kind of sit back and relax. And we're going up to the ship right now, and we're there. And they're doing a body scan on us. We're all together in a group. We're wearing our clothing that we have right now. We're there physically. Remember, we're out of time. The little dot is in the sine wave in the center where the straight line goes from left to right, which is the timeline, so we're out of time right now. And now we're going into the orientation room where we're selecting our doctor teams. Each team has 3 male doctors normally. The females are up there telling the male doctors what to do, but they also do healing too. But normally the males are the more intense ones that are doing the healing work. And we had a request to go into the centrifuge room. This is to eliminate negative thought patterns. This I have not done on the BBS radio show, I don't think, so we're going to do this right now. So we're going into this very special room. It's a circular room. There's mirrors on the wall, in a sense. They're like 3 inches in width. We perceive these as mirrors. There's a dome ceiling. It's like a kaleidoscope of light shining down around us and through us. What we're going to do now is just stand in the very center of this room. We're on a special pillar of light, and lights are shining around us and through us, and the room now is beginning to spin. And the room is spinning as we look at it from left to right. Now, we're going to have everyone online think of a negative thought, a negative habit pattern, a negative addiction, and what else you want to think of that is not serving you in this lifetime, okay? And what's going to happen is this room will change speed, and it will release from you these negative patterns. And you may actually even see, if you're a seer on the light ship, you can actually see these like clouds of energy leave you from different parts of your body. It's not all head-related. Remember, these energies are stored everywhere in your body. So start thinking of what you want to release, and the room is spinning faster. And to help us release it quicker and faster, we're going to bring in an energy called the energy of lack. And this lack energy is everything that is not for our best and highest good. So it only works in the now. And this lack energy is going to come to you. It may feel real dense at first, but it'll be your best friend during this process here. So here we go. I'm going to bring the lack energy into you. So here it comes stronger. The room is spinning. Just keep thinking of your negative thought patterns, addictions, whatever you want to think of along those lines. So here it comes stronger, 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 stronger. There's many colored light shining through your body right now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There. So you should feel a little bit lighter right now. And again, just keep thinking of negative habits that you might have, negative thoughts, anything that is what you'd like to release out of your life, like addictions, and we'll bring in some more lack energy now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There. So we'll be in this room for probably the next 5 minutes. And we're just going to kind of go to another room right now. If anyone would like to comment on how they feel, they can go to the fast chat here. And go into another room, and we'll go into where they have the beautiful swimming pool. And this is where the Show Me the Whales this time. The whales want to come and help us. So we're going to have three large light beam whales. Remember, they take on physical, three-dimensional images for us up there, and they are real, and there are ones that are outside of this universe that do healings too, but on these shows, they normally just show us what we can visualize and actually know about in 3D. So we're going into the beautiful liquid light energy water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds, and like I said before, what's coming to us are the beautiful whales, and just kind of sit back and relax, and the whales will do their healing energetic work on us here. And I see them swimming all around us now. We're kind of in the center of them. They're like in a triangle formation, so there's two beneath us from side to side and one on top of us. And they're I see them blowing bubbles now, and now they're making some of their really low frequency signals and sounds. And you might actually feel your body down here resonate to that. It might be buzzing. You might just feel like you have like a gentle internal earthquake during these healings. And so they're very, very conscious beings. And we're also communicating with them using mental telepathy. And we're talking with the whales, so this is a whale experience for everyone here. And we'll go on to one other location. And this one we go into quite often. This is a room that has many, many, many modalities of healing. This is the pain release room. And going in there, we're talking with the different doctor teams. I'm seeing about 50 teams there that are very eager to help us. And so we're able to have more than one team work with us because naturally we're out of time and we can do this. They can do this for us. So we're selecting the different teams, the different types of healings. And we're now going into this room. Looks like probably at least a half a dozen rooms are going into. So request your healings. Remember, the light only works in the now, and it always sees you in perfect perfection. So if the perfection that you're experiencing right now is not what you want to experience, then you want to change that perfection to another one. So request a healing, and they'll start to work with you right now. I'm going to go on to one other location here. And this location is where they have, I'm seeing the food court, so we're going to go to the food court. So here we go. So the food court is where the light beings eat. The ones that do eat food eat there. It's about a mile in length on the light ship. Much like a food court down here at a shopping mall, there's many, many, many different concession stands. It's multi-leveled. So we're going into some that have food that kind of resonates what we have down here. So I love going to where the chocolate is. So we'll first go to where they have bittersweet chocolate. And this is about the size of a pea. And we're having it right now. It's being handed to us by these beautiful light beings. and it's in our hand right now, and now we're going to put it onto our tongue, and now we're tasting it. And you might find your saliva changing. And now they're giving us a little container of water to drink. My mouth is getting very dry this instant here. And now we're having some water. It's about a teaspoon of their liquid light energy water. Very high energy. It's clear. And it's silver. We're having that right now. Now they're going to give us some other chocolate. This is their very sweet chocolate. We're having that now. And that tastes a little better than the bittersweet one for me. And now we're going to go into another location on the food court. And we're going to be sampling some of their high-potency energy drinks. So it's, again, like a little teaspoon. And they're bringing over one that's crystal clear. Again, it's about a teaspoon, and we're having it in our hand, and now we're putting it up to our mouth, and now we're swallowing that. Okay, and that's going down. Now we're having one that's bright yellow-green, and we're tasting that right now, and you may start feeling your body getting full. And we're having one that's silver, and that's very nice. So we'll have one more before we come back here. I'll see what they want to give us. This one here is, I'm seeing a brown fluid with like golden specks in it. So we're having that right now. Here we go. Now we're going to come back to the orientation room. And we're thanking all these beautiful light beings from the creation light ship. It comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process for our planet. And we're giving our thanks, and our animals and pets are now enjoying to us here. They're coming back very excited, very happy. And now we're going to have this beautiful cocoon of conscious healing energy with us now, which we can utilize for the next 5 days. Now we're going down this beautiful white light tunnel, and now we're here. We'd just like to comment, we're doing a special 4-hour ascension program. It'll be this month, June 16th, the third Saturday. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's a 4-hour session, and we'll be charging 7 gallons of water for everyone. So they can have this wonderful drinking water from the light ship. It'll have ascension codes in it, all light frequencies for 7 days of drinking water. So the cost for this is $60. So if you're interested, you can just connect with me. You can give me an email or call me. Either way, we'll work fine. So anyway, do you have anything to say, Sylvia?
Well, I want to thank everyone for being with us and for all the great communication on the fan chat. I, for myself, am so excited about the conference call on the 16th, and it would be wonderful to have some of you with us on that call. It's really fun to go to the ship on that conference call with other people. You really feel such a connection with them when you come back. No one wants to get off the phone. It's just great. So hope to see some of you there. We have a request from Alexis for bringing in the amethyst energy, so maybe we could bring that in on the way out and leave people with that.
Yeah, I think we have about 2 minutes to go, so here comes the amethyst energy from the creation light ship. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels very good.
Uh-huh.
And what I also do is charge people's individual pendants, if you would like to have that. It'll be charged just for you, for what you need right now. The cost on it is $20. The charge will last typically for about 2 weeks. only because most people adapt and integrate the energy within that period of time. And then if you'd like to have it recharged again with a different frequency, that will also work. It's best to charge something that has not been purchased with an intent already programmed into it. So if you have your own personal jewelry that you'd like to have, you know, charged up, then, you know, just connect with me and we'll do this over the phone one-on-one. And it's just quite wonderful to have the Lightship do a special charging just for you. So this knows what you need.
So what kind of things would that help a person with?
Well, you could ask for almost anything that will help to eliminate blockages with you. And so everything in life is typically a blockage. So you may want to request having maybe a higher consciousness. Maybe you might want to request having more friends in your life. You know, whatever is there, you know, possibly abundance, more peace in your life. You know, just whatever you want to experience, you know, it will help you out with this here.
Great.
So we should probably be signing off. I got about 57 after the hour. So I'm blessing everyone, and life being will be on for a little longer now for you.
Oh, we should mention Wednesday. I think we have another special two-hour show, right?
Yes, 2 hours on this coming Wednesday.
7 to 9 Pacific time.
Okay, so see you all later, and blessings to all of you.
Okay, good night. Blessings.
Good night.